Welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where best friends dish on what's good. Brought to you by KentuckyTasteBuds.com. That's KYTasteBuds.com. Now, here are the Kentucky Taste Buds, Tamara and Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where two best friends talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. My name is Lee Roach, and I am here with my BFF, Tamara Snyder. Long time no see, girlfriend.
We have spent a lot of time together this weekend.
We have. Are you ready to kill me yet?
No.
Okay.
Never.
We've actually had just an awesome time.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about today.
We are. Everyone's on the edge of their seats.
Yeah. Yes. But we also have to say thank you to Curtis, our prepared producer, because he sat in for me last week.
It was my pleasure.
And from what I understand, you did a bang-up job.
The best show we've ever done.
Yes. Yeah. Like I said, the judge and the jury's out on that. TBD. I got to listen.
Yeah. Because
you know, seriously,
waiting
thank
for
you.
The boss's word on that one.
Yeah. That's right.
No, actually, Tamara already chimed in. She said you did great. Thank you so much for helping carry the show.
You had me sweating bullets for a week before that happened. I was like, I don't want to do this show. It's scary.
No, though.
No. You're a natural. You're a natural.
Yeah.
Well, we are excited about today's show. It's called YOLO. Do you know what that means, Curtis?
No.
Okay, tell him.
Oh my gosh.
He's a millennial. Yeah. He should know.
Yeah.
You only live once.
There you go.
You only live once. Yeah.
Yes. Which is the nature of the show. And I'm going to turn it over to Tamara to explain why.
Yeah. So YOLO, I thought was very appropriate because as people may be aware, you and I have had kind of a rough, I don't know, not a whole year, but parts of the year have not been.
Yes.
Spectacular.
Yes.
You lost your father earlier this year.
To cancer.
Uh-huh. To cancer.
Right.
I have had my nephew diagnosed with leukemia over the summer. And then I had a health scare with my mom just 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, and I just found out, and I have to tell you this after the show,
uh-oh,
another good friend of ours has just been diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So you hear about this and pretty much you can't throw a rock without hitting someone who's been affected by cancer. And so it makes you appreciate life.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
And it might make you want to do things a little differently, mm-hmm, with your life. And so that's what the show's going to be about today. So we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Hannah Hardesty. She is the Community Engagement Coordinator of Kids Cancer Alliance. So welcome, Hannah. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Hannah. Hello, everyone, and thank you for having me today.
Great. Now tell everyone what Kids Cancer Alliance is and how you got involved with this organization.
So the mission of Kids Cancer Alliance is to enhance the quality of life for kids with cancer and their families through recreational and support programs. We do everything from in-hospital programs, weekend retreats, summer camps, quarterly events, and financial assistance. So we really touch families and the kiddos in every way possible to, like I said earlier, enhance their quality of life. I first started off with Kids Cancer Alliance as a volunteer. I volunteered for 3 years at our Indian summer camp, and I just fell in love instantly. So I kind of molded my career path so I could break into the nonprofit world, and it just worked out perfectly where when I graduated, I started on as Kids Cancer Alliance as a full-time staff member.
What was your degree in?
Communication.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Oh, wonderful.
Right. Well, perfect.
You're perfectly suited for this little interview then. And are you from Kentucky?
Yeah, I'm born and raised.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Louisville.
Okay.
I grew up in the Middletown area.
Oh, okay.
We forgive you.
Yeah.
We forgive you.
We love Louisville. We spend a lot of time there.
I know. Actually, Tamara was born there.
Yeah.
We got her out of there quickly.
That's right. That's right. Now I bleed blue. So
yeah, that's right.
Okay. So you got involved first as a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a great organization. I became aware of it through, we have a mutual friend, the Halls, Leslie and Brian Hall, who I go to church with. Fantastic couple. They have a son who had a form of childhood cancer when I think he was 7. And he's now doing great. But they have been involved in the organization probably for a while. Now, I'm not sure how long. But that's, we have a mutual connection. And that's how Hannah came to contact us.
Right. And I have been, I think the last 2 or 3 years, I cannot remember, in the Lexington area, you all have put on a fabulous fashion show,
mm-hmm,
called Wine and
Wine Women in Shoes.
And I barely remember that because I always had a lot of wine during those shows, which was very brilliant,
yes,
by the way, because the more wine, the more generous. My mom actually bought one of your huge packages that year. But we've loved it, and it was worth every penny, and it was an amazing time. But
Yeah. And so is this a statewide organization or are you centered just in Central Kentucky?
So we provide services and support to any family in the state of Kentucky and then Southern Indiana. And then also if you were treated in Kentucky and you move later on in life, we still support those families.
That's fantastic. Do you know, do you have any stats on the number of kids that are diagnosed with cancer every year? Do you have any stats on that? Or how many people do you all service?
So it seems to be growing every single year. For us, I know this past summer we sent all of our programs are completely free for all of the kids and the families. So one stat I do have is this past summer camp season, we sent, I think it was over 400 kids to camp.
Wow.
So we had 4 weeks of camp. They're each a week long, two for oncology patients and then two for their siblings. So those were completely free of charge.
Wow. So it's like St. Jude. How kids can go to St. Jude and not get charged. You all do the same thing, but more for recreation and...
Yeah, we do more of the recreational and support side.
Yeah.
What are some examples of the recreation that you might find at the camp?
So our camps, we really try to focus on having the kids just feel like a normal kid again. So we do it all. We do fishing, boating, swimming, arts and crafts, archery tag, anything you could think of, we've probably made possible at camp. So... if a kid wants to swim in a wheelchair, we'll make it happen. So that's something that's really special about Indian Summer Camp. And we kind of base each summer off of themes, and then we'll also bring in special activities based on those themes.
And are the kids, what's the age range?
So we have day camp for anyone under the age of 6, and they can just come for a day and stay. But 6 to 18 is our age range for overnight.
Okay.
How long are the camps last?
They're a week long.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm.
And how many volunteers does it take to run that?
It takes a whole group of volunteers for each week. We do have volunteers that kind of come to multiple weeks if they're interested and available, but each camp takes at least 80 volunteers.
80 people. And I'm sure some of those people are medically trained to handle any and all situations that may arise.
Yeah, we do. We have a full medical team on staff for all of our camps, an oncologist on staff and nurses and a pharmacy team to help out and provide meds for kids every single week and continue treatment if they're at that point. Through their diagnosis, and we really try to make sure every single kid can come as possible and participate in anything.
How do you get word about the children? Do they reach out to you, or do you find them through rosters at hospitals? I mean, I realize there's probably confidentiality rules, but how does that work?
Yeah, we kind of get our word out multiple different ways. We are in the children's hospitals in Louisville and Lexington pretty frequently every single month. So that helps get the word out to any patients there. But then also our community is just so strong. And once someone's diagnosed, like you said earlier, it's very unlikely to find someone that's not touched by cancer. So we've really tried to get our name out in the community and our own volunteers and families themselves help really recruit new people onto what I would say our alliance.
Okay, that's awesome. Because I know my nephew, you know, he is 19 and was just diagnosed, so he's aged out of that program. But it's so hard for these children, especially I would think maybe the older teenagers, to number one, get a cancer diagnosis, because at that age, you think you're invincible, right? Mm-hmm. You think there's nothing can happen to me, and you're having such a good time, and life is so good at that age. So, getting the cancer diagnosis is one thing, and then having to realize your body is going to change. You're going to go through some, you know, all of these different changes in your body and everything. So to have something to look forward to, like a camp, or just a recreational experience or outing where they can get together with other people who are going through the same thing, that has to just like blow their mind and just make such a comfortable thing for them to go to. Do you have any stories of kids that have gone and then they come back and they tell you how awesome it or what a difference it made for them?
Oh, yeah. We always say that our campers truly do look forward to camp and then all of our other events throughout the year. All year long. The kids keep in contact with each other, and the same kids that were in their very first year camp, they graduate camp together. So it really bonds, like almost like a family feel, with everyone staying connected. And we have so many campers graduate from camp and come back and volunteer, because you can volunteer once you're 18 years old.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then for our oncology camps, you have to be 21 years old to volunteer. So we have so many returning campers that just continue to stay and come, but work the volunteer side of it, which is honestly just as awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it must really be encouraging for these kids that are maybe a first time camper to see, oh, well, this guy went through it and he's doing great. Now he's coming back to help. So I can do the same thing, be a source of hope for him.
An extension to that, your parents must have raised you right.
Yeah.
To put you in an environment where you wanted to volunteer for something like this. Was it something that your parents hooked you onto, or just something that you caught wind of that you really wanted to do? How do people get into the volunteer world?
I mean, we really try to recruit at the local colleges and schools just to get new volunteers. But personally, my mom just was aware of Kids Cancer Alliance in the community, and I just, nature is to volunteer and help others. So it just made sense when I was 18 years old to try and volunteer there.
That's I love that. I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, what kind of different fundraisers do you have? Because I'm assuming this is requires a lot of money to operate these camps and all of this stuff to send 400 kids and their family members to camp. That's a lot of money. So what kind of fundraisers do you have?
Yeah, so we do small fundraisers all year long. We're really thankful. We have multiple donors that donate monthly and just other small events. But our largest event, we actually just wrapped up the other week, and it's called Concert for the Cause, and that is held in Louisville, and we netted over $500,000 the other weekend.
That's awesome.
It's a great time, though. It's we actually had Chase Bryant come and headline for us. We had the Whiskey Bent Valley Boys open up for us, and it's a full live auction, dinner, silent auction, and then a concert after it. So we're actually planning to have a Concert for the Cause here in Lexington next year. So it's still in the works. We don't have dates or anything locked down yet, but once we figure that out, we're hoping to launch it in Lexington also.
We're very excited about
that. Yes, because we're going to help promote that for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They might even ask me to sing on stage. I don't know about that. Trying to launch our career.
Well, we'll see. And so what are your fundraising goals every year? How much money does it cost to operate this?
So our goals kind of change every single year. And with this year wrapping up, we're kind of in the works of what our goal will be next year. But like I said, I mean, we send every single kid to camp free of charge, and all of our programs are free to the families. So
it's just a constant thing to try to. You can never have enough money.
No.
No.
Right.
We're always trying to support our families financially, or like I said, through the camps and in-hospital programs, or even just fun quarterly events like pumpkin picking or amusement park visits and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that's so neat.
And I'm sure you guys just take donations regularly through, do you have a website that people can visit?
And so we have a website. It's kidscanceralliance.org, and you can donate through there. Like I said earlier, we have plenty of people just donate randomly, and we also have a monthly giving program through the website that people can donate as small as a dollar every single month if they want to help.
Because that's every fantastic. Little bit does help. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people will, you know, have a monthly subscription to Netflix or a gym membership that they never use, but yet they don't have any problem forking out $25 a month for that. So why not set up a monthly thing where you don't even have to think about it anymore. Just set it up monthly. You won't miss the $25. You know, you can spend that on anything and do something really good for kids in this battle against cancer.
When you see the look on these children's face, and I mean, I have nowhere, you know, close to what you have witnessed, but being at the fashion show where you had some of the participants be the actual children that have gone through the camps or still going through therapy. I mean, it's really, really eye-opening to see how much joy it brings. I mean, it's bringing tears to my eyes. I mean, it just brings so much joy to them. So kudos to you and everything you guys are doing. And for anybody out there listening, do exactly what Tamara just told you to do.
Yeah. Just sign up for a monthly subscription.
Yep.
Subscription of kindness.
Right.
You know, we need to create a hashtag for that. Yes. I don't know. Monthly happiness or something like that. Is there anything else you want people to know about Kids Cancer Alliance and how they can get involved? What about volunteers? You need more volunteers?
Yes. Like I said, our camps take a mass amount of volunteers, and so do all of our other programs. So we are always looking for volunteers to help us out in the hospitals, through our events, or even just in the office preparing for everything that we have going on. Our volunteer opportunities are listed on our website, and we update those regularly. And you can also sign up for our newsletter on our website, and that is how we send out information every single month about volunteer opportunities or upcoming events.
Is your camp at one single location every year?
Yeah, so okay. We host our camp in Perryville, Kentucky. We use Camp Horse and Around's campsite. We rent that one out, and then so it's in the same place every single year.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful area.
Do you all take supplies or donations, or do those all come from the campsite? Or
yeah, we like I said, we do it all free of charge, so we're always collecting snacks for the kids, okay. Pool floats, any fun activities that we could do with the kids over the summer camp, craft supplies. We really are looking for it all. So anyway, people want to get involved with Kids Cancer Alliance, we really appreciate.
Yeah.
Great.
So it sounds like there's just really anything and everything, no matter what your skill set is, you guys can use it in your own way. Well, that's awesome. I really encourage everyone to get involved in this. And we can't wait because they're not doing the Wine, Women, and Shoes anymore. So if you've been a participant of that in the past, that's not going to happen anymore. They're shifting gears. They're going to do something new. This concert sounds super fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, so we'll be looking for that. Hopefully, it'll be sometime in the spring, because I think that'd be a great time to do that.
Yeah, we're hoping for it to be in the spring, and we're hoping to get more information out after the new year.
Yeah, so. Great. Are you looking for any people on the board, or do you have all your board set up that's creating the event?
So we have multiple committees,
okay.
And we will have a Lexington committee for this event. So if anyone's interested in getting involved on the committee side for any of our programs or events, you can also find information about that on our website.
Perfect. Awesome. Perfect. Well, you're a great spokesperson
for
Kids Cancer Alliance.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're adorable.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And go to your website. It is, again,
kidscanceralliance.org.
.org. Yes. All right. Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks, Hannah,
thank
for coming
for having
in.
Me. Thanks.
Yes. Well, Hannah is just a sweetheart.
A doll.
And, yeah. I just want to adopt her.
Yeah.
She's an amazing person.
She is.
You know, when we started this, Tamara, when we started Kentucky Taste Buds, you were very adamant from the get-go that we would have a leg of our business be philanthropic.
Absolutely.
And so if you look at our website, we have a hashtag or a page called hashtag Love Buds.
Yep.
Where we kind of focus on things that are related to giving back, or hashtag Kentucky kindness. And this falls right under that category. So we will be staying with them, and we will be making sure that Lexington has a great concert, and we're collecting lots of money for these kiddos. And another thing that you and I did this weekend, on Friday, we went and supported the United Way.
Yes.
In Danville, Kentucky, at a fabulous event. It was an 80s themed event called Whiskey Business. You all heard us talk about it, or you actually heard Tamara and Curtis talk about it last weekend on our show, because the Kentucky State Barbecue Festival actually helped fundraise for the United Way.
Yeah.
And it was all in part of that whole festival that happened this weekend, which we're going to talk about, at Wilderness Trail Distillery. And, you know, we absolutely love Wilderness Trail Distillery.
It's our favorite bourbon.
Yes, it is. And they're located, like I said, in Danville. And when we went to this event, which we're going to talk about more in detail in a minute, we actually got a special edition of a single barrel Kentucky Straight limited edition bourbon whiskey, which I am over the moon about. In fact, I took it home to Stevie J, and it was like, oh, it was like, he held it like it was baby Jesus and said, we've got to put this on the shelf. This is for safekeeping. Because they really do have fabulous bourbon, and this is about the best. And you and I were there today for their festival, and we saw that another Rick House was going in. We could not believe it.
They're growing by leaps and bounds.
And it's because they're so daggone good.
Yes.
So, guys, if you haven't been out there and toured their facility, go. It's in Danville for the 19th time. We love that city.
Yeah.
And you can visit them at wildernesstraildistillery.com.
And it's just beautiful out
there.
Okay. Beautiful.
So speaking of which, should we tell all the deets?
Yeah.
You're making me say that now.
Everybody wants to know the deets.
Do you like that?
I don't like that.
I don't either, but now I just said it.
It's not you that says it. I like you.
Okay.
I just don't
like
the word.
That's good.
I mean, why do we have to shorten every word?
Deets, sesh.
And you're
yeah.
And see, I think you're the kind of girl who says the whole word because you're proper.
Yes.
The details.
Well, I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to be one of the cool kids.
Yeah. See, she's one of those very, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Moldable people that when things trendy,
moldable.
You just jump right on board.
Well, I just try to be cool.
Moldy.
Moldy.
Shortened it.
I like classy Tam, not hip Tam.
All right.
Classy Tam.
Well, from now on, I shall speak like this.
Well, anyways, so we did get invited to the Kentucky State Barbecue Festival. And by the way, like I said, Tamara and I are super tired. So if we sound like we're slurring our words, it's not because we're drinking that bourbon. It's because we are super tired.
Yes.
I'm hyped up on all kinds of allergy medicine.
I know. 'Tis the season.
Yes.
I mean, I think it is going to be a super problematic allergy season. I read something about hay fever is going to be off the charts.
I mean, you pay the price because you're outside and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You just love it and you want to be out there. But then you wake up and you're like snotty and everything else.
Yes. Get you some Flonase.
Yeah. But we started off going to an 80s themed party.
Yeah.
So question for you guys. Do you all like themed parties, Curtis?
Well, I don't go to many. But I do have, I saw this note here and I actually have a little story about that.
Okay.
I went to Vegas 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And when you get to Vegas, you get your drinks and you get all sauced up. You do the Vegas thing, you know. So me and one of my best friends are just walking around the casinos. We've never been there, whatever.
Oh,
we go upstairs and there's like 500 people dressed up in full 80s gear, like Hulk Hogan, neon windbreakers. I mean, everything you think of from the 80s, like it was there. And like we were the only people dressed in like just like a black shirt and black jeans with a drink,
so
just staying there. Nobody batted an eye.
Yeah.
We hung out at that party for like 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah, we got free drinks and everything. I guess I thought we were part of the party, but we were the only ones not dressed up. But yeah, it was amazing.
Well,
I had fun there.
So yeah. Have you ever gone to a themed dress up party outside of Halloween?
I was going to say, does a Halloween party count?
But you're a gamer. You're not into cosplay.
Yeah, but yeah.
I have never dressed up. I think it's cool to look at.
Right.
But I've never done it because it takes a lot of work. Those people are really,
it
really
does, yeah.
A lot of people are really good at it.
And
so,
just a sidebar here, just a side note. So I'm listening to my revisionist history, my other side hustle school podcast. And this week he was talking about this person who has made over $1 million. I don't know over the span of what time, but making cosplay costumes on 3D printers.
Oh, what? I'm sure.
Huge business.
Well, there's a lot of like robot parts and stuff on some of them. And like they can literally 3D model them exactly like it. So they can print this stuff out and you look exactly like the character.
Right.
From
Iron Man or whatever.
Oh, all kinds of crazy stuff.
But I had no idea it was such a huge market.
And I'll tell you. So, you know, you and I were getting excited because we like our themed parties, right?
I love a theme party.
Yeah. And so we were like, yay, we're going to go dress 80s. Well, unfortunately, I didn't have anything remaining in my closet.
We got rid of it. We should have kept it.
I Googled and I'm like, okay, where's some costume places around here? There's hardly anything because they only come out in Lexington around
Halloween.
But I did find a new store that opened, Spirits or something, down there where the baby store used to be.
Yeah.
So it replaced baby items.
Babies R Us.
But when I walked in, and 75% of it was Fortnite, Apex, like all the gaming stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, where's your 80s section? And they literally pointed to a section of a row, 2x2.
Right.
And it had like leg warmers and a bow.
Right.
And I'm like, that's it? So I was scrambling. You're like, what am I going to wear?
Better off going to Goodwill.
Yeah.
Like a neon tracksuit or something.
Well, and of course, I waited to the last minute like I always do. So I ended up going to Target, buying a sweatshirt that was too big for me, cutting out the neck of it.
Yeah.
And
Flashdance.
Buying those leg warmers that were at Spirits. And then I was Flashdance. But that's all I could do at the last minute.
I know it. Yeah. But I love themed things. I love themed dinner parties. I loved themed parties. I mean, it's just fun stuff.
I love our parties.
Yeah. And it's just, I think it makes it more cohesive. I think it gets people excited to want to attend. Now, some people don't like getting dressed up.
Yeah.
So,
Kentucky Shannon.
Yeah, I'm thinking about you, Shannon.
Yeah. We love you, Shannon.
We love you. But yeah, we know you don't like to dress up.
Yeah.
And you're not alone.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
Well, apparently there were 90 people at this party Friday who also didn't love to dress up. So we had the opposite problem of you, Curtis. We walk in and we get in the parking lot and I'm like, are we in the right place? Because I'm seeing person after person walk in with like jeans, t-shirt, you know, shorts, dress. And I'm like, I don't want to walk in and be the only
You didn't want
here.
To go in. You're like, I don't know if I want to go in.
Well, we were, out of 100 people, there were maybe 10 that were dressed up. What do you think of that?
That's kind of, I mean, I was in a worse situation than you.
Yeah.
There was like 1,000 and we were the only two not dressed up. I was like,
So whatever. Which is worse, to be overdressed in a situation or underdressed, Tamara?
I think your situation's worse.
Yeah.
Nobody cared about us.
Right.
Yeah. We were almost unnoticeable because we were just wearing regular clothes. But you definitely stick out if you're the only one dressed up.
Yes. And I think it's always better to be overdressed than underdressed.
Well, see, you're like, you had no problem with it. You're like, work it. We look good.
Because you have no choice at that point. Yeah, you're in a costume. You're not going to go home and change.
You're there.
We've already been invited, so let's just own it.
Yeah.
Walk in and own it.
And then the next thing you know, like, so we'd been there, we ate some food. And then I come out of the bathroom, and lo and behold, Tamara's up on stage with...
There was no stage.
Well, the front of the room, which was serving as the DJ area where the music was played.
Right.
Front and center. And she goes, come on, Lee, come on down. So us and the other nine people were now being judged on our costumes. That was a little unnerving.
Did y'all not win?
No. If I won, I'd love this conversation. This would
be a good, she'd be all about it. Yeah.
But yeah. So we really did stand out. And so much, in fact, we stood in front of the room and lost the contest.
Yeah, because it was kind of
did they bad. Did they do first, second, third?
No.
I was like, so you didn't get ranked. No. I was like, that's pretty bad out of 10.
Well, they would like, okay, give it up for Holly in her whatever outfit. Let's get physical outfit.
It's like one guy in the back everybody would,
yes, and then it's like the applause. It's like, and so Tamara and I are applauding really loud for each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were the only ones.
We weren't even
it's
in
like
second,
one creepy
third,
dude in the back. He's like, woo.
I thought we looked amazing. I thought we looked
we love her
it.
Positivity.
Yeah. I liked it.
You know me, I'm always maximizing. It could have been better.
Next year.
There you go. Something to strive for.
You got to be more prepared.
Okay. Now let's get to the food. So
my favorite topic.
So we had the celebrity pit masters there all weekend. And the pit master this time was Mike Mills.
Mike Mills.
17th Street Barbecue.
Yes.
And they had a spread like you would not believe.
It was a whole hog.
I would love to eat a whole hog. I've never done that.
Have you, like, but it was, the whole hog was laying there. How do you feel about that?
I'd put my face in it. No problem.
Well, Lee wouldn't go up to the whole hog.
I'll tear off that leg and just walk away.
I had to go up and get her food. And, but I had no problem with it. I mean, I averted my eyes. I didn't, stare at.
You have to. That's the Native American ways. You got to commit. You got to know what you're doing and respect it.
Yes, I was like, thank you for sacrificing your life, and give me a double dish.
Yeah, and give me two legs off the front.
Yes,
like, I'm sure he was willing. Like he sacrificed his life for you.
I just showed Curtis a picture of the whole hog.
We don't walk into a restaurant and see a cow spread out while we're eating our cheeseburgers and steak.
Oh, cows are huge. It'd be a big old table.
That's a big old hog.
It looks good, though.
Weighs more than
you ever seen somebody eat the skin right off the top?
No, I can't do that.
They literally take a blade and they'll cut squares out like brownies and just eat like crunchy skin.
We got to change the subject. I'm going to throw up.
That's gross.
But I will have to admit,
it was delicious.
And then we had her caricatures done.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, you didn't show me. Let me see it.
Do you have the picture? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we sat there. And
I don't know what to think about.
This is the first time I've ever had one done. Have you ever had it done before?
I'm scared.
Why?
Because you know how they have like big heads and like little bodies?
Thank you. Yeah.
They're going to make me with like a little head and a giant body because I'm a big cow. That's good, though.
Well, I kept telling them.
And I'm going to be like, I'm not paying you, bro. I almost cussed, you a-hole. What's going to happen to me?
Well, I kept looking at the guy, Randy, and I said, look, don't make me look fat and don't make me look old. I'd hate to see the fatter version of myself. Because
it's a caricature. They make your head ginormous. That is the art form.
Look at your face compared to mine.
Mine is angular.
You
have
like
a round.
Witch there, I'll be honest with you.
You have the cheeks, and she has the longevity.
Yeah. She's gonna. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway.
But it was fine. But
it's
I just didn't
nice,
know where to look.
It's
like
a
the
nice,
whole time.
Well,
like,
you're not
I smile at you, Randy, for 10 minutes. Like I didn't know what to do.
You're not posing for an oil painting. It's a caricature.
Thank God.
But it is a fun. If you're planning an event, if you're hosting an event,
that was a blast.
It is super fun. The guests loved it.
Yeah.
And we all just, I don't know that he had a set price. I think you just paid him whatever you
wanted
to.
Well, they had paid for him. He was free, and then we tipped him. But I'm sure, when you go out to, Kings Island or whatever, you're going to pay $30-$40.
Yeah, a lot of money.
But, and then they also had a band there, which at first when we walked in, it wasn't an 80s band. So we were like, I don't know about this. But we ended up really liking him, Curtis. His name is Paul Childers. It had nothing to do with his good
looks. My sister likes him.
Oh, she knows him?
I think so. Yeah. I think she said she wanted to go to his concert or something like that. I don't know. I've heard that.
You're not
name.
Thinking of Tyler Childers.
I've heard Paul Childers. Paul.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, he is a good looking kid. Not going to lie. Twice younger than us.
No.
Or half younger than us.
A little bit younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's anyways, from Kentucky, lives in Nashville now.
Beautiful voice. Very soulful. Very personable. His band was really good. We're going to have him on the show.
Hear that, Paul?
Yes. Come he's ready. Already admitted. He's already
come ready with
agreed.
Your A-game.
He's already reached out
Tam's
to us.
Tam's here waiting for you.
He's already reached out to us. We're so famous.
Yeah.
Instead of like a present, she's going to give him like a love note.
Oh,
the
my.
Table.
Stop it.
And then today, so that was a great night, Friday night. And then today we actually went out and we had brunch.
Yeah.
And we got to meet firsthand Leslie Scott, who is owner of U-Bonds, which is a Bloody Mary mix made with barbecue sauce. And then she has a hot and spicy mix. And hands down, the best Bloody Mary I've ever had. And she's also the first female to ever win the State Barbecue Festival. I guess like 17 now, years ago. Or am I saying
I think
that right?
It was a national championship.
Yeah, national. Yeah,
yeah.
State.
So she is a female pit master. And now she, I mean, this is her full-time gig. And her barbecue company is called Ubon. And that's her dad's name.
Yeah. No, her grandfather's.
Her grandfather's name. Yeah. And it has an interesting story. And you can go to her website and check it out. But Ubon, U-B-O-N, barbecue.
And so we stopped by her station and asked Curtis if he thinks he would like the sandwich. Why don't I just ask him? Why am I making him ask him? I don't
know. Ask
I'll
Curtis,
be glad to.
I'll say,
ask her to ask him.
Before that, so you're saying she literally had brunch with the buds.
She
literally
did.
Had brunch with the buds.
Yes. Yeah, genius. It was a fantastic spread. I mean, the candied bacon. You could put accoutrements in the Bloody Mary.
What's accoutrements?
Accompanying items. Your bacon, your celery, your olives. That's the accoutrements.
But where are you using
it's a
that?
French word.
I've never...
Well, I assumed that much.
Yeah. It's stuff you put in the Bloody Mary.
But who uses that word? Like when you're at a French
we
restaurant?
We come here to learn.
Add-ins. Yeah.
New
what
words
else would you
all
call?
The time.
Add-ins. Stuff to put in it.
That... Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Stuff to put in it.
Yeah.
Just put some
the
stuff
candied,
to put in it.
The candied bacon was delicious.
It was delicious.
It was so good.
You ever had
the
bacon in a glass at OBC?
Yes. It was very similar.
Oh, my God. Yes. That's
stupid.
So good.
They shouldn't
stupid
make that
good.
Stuff very anymore.
Similar. I know. It's addictive.
Well, but she also made us, I'll just ask. No, what's that word again?
Accoutrement.
Accoutrement. I just now learned that charcuterie.
Crudité.
Or no, was it? I thought it was charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
I just learned that word, and then crudité. Yeah, crudité. I just learned that one.
Yeah.
And I did have French for
3 years. We took it together.
Yeah, but I learned fromage. Cheese.
Well, that's an important
see,
French
I
word
love
to know.
Cheese.
Fromage. I know that one.
I like that one too.
But she made a grilled bologna. Well, actually, it was grilled.
You got me on board so far.
Bologna and pimento cheese barbecue sandwich. I'm going to tell you, Tamara says it's the best sandwich she's ever eaten.
Yeah.
See, I don't like pimento cheese a lot, but I'd probably try it
because
to make sure.
Basically, it's liquid cheese.
Well,
I
don't hate it, but mixed with the bologna and a grill, it's probably fire.
Because a lot of people don't like pimento cheese because of the texture.
Yeah.
But this was just melted right in. It was fabulous.
Well, I've had a pimento cheese spread on a burger before, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
So it probably covers up a lot of that with flavors.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's probably the best thing I ever ate.
And then we met at today's barbecue festival. We met a couple of people that were very excited to tour in the next couple of weeks. So we're going to bring back some more information. But if you all didn't go, well, I know you didn't go, Curtis, but for those listening, if you didn't go, it's something that just blew our mind about how great it was. The music, the vendors, all the barbecue and food.
Yeah, it is one of the most well put together events that we've been to. Just I'm talking about it. Logistics, organizational wise, the parking, the signage, the
stuff for the children,
children's area, how it was all laid out. Like I could go on and on about just how it was all set up. I loved it. And so next year will be the 10th annual State Barbecue Festival. It's a great time to go and just hang out on that beautiful land and take it all in, and had everything and anything you would want to eat or drink out there.
Absolutely. And until then, if you're looking for some good barbecue, you need to check out Shack in the Back, which is located in Fairdale, Kentucky, because they have the best around here in the central Kentucky area.
Good.
They have the beef brisket. They have the burgoo, which I love. They have all the sides, the coleslaw, the potato salad, yum, 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 and the white lightning sauce. I mean, a lot of barbecue comes down to the sauces.
It really does.
Yeah.
You want to have a good meat.
Right.
But then really what you coat it in is
It's just delicious and yummy.
She started that line. I was just like, I have no idea what's going to happen.
I wondered myself.
Yeah. But so good.
To the peanut butter pie, they also have the best dessert in town.
My favorite.
We need to go back.
We haven't been in a while. And they have a drive-through.
Yeah.
So why aren't you hitting that drive-through up on the way from your Louisville?
I'm going to.
On the way home from Louisville. So check them out at shackintheback.com.
Yes, we love that.
Yes.
You know, and it was just so beautiful. It made you really thankful doing all of that just to be alive, to be able to go and attend and be out there.
Yes.
And something else that we did this weekend that just so thankful that we had the opportunity to do it was attend the Gingerbread Festival in Hindman, Kentucky. Do you know where Hindman is?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Hindman is near Hazard, Kentucky.
I know Hazard.
Okay. Very in close proximity to Hazard, Kentucky. Of course, my dad is from right there. He's from a little hamlet called Sassafras.
What's a hamlet?
A small village.
Okay.
God, what is... So I'm going to bring a dictionary.
No, hold on.
This is all,
y'all need to read more.
This is all your fault, Curtis, because you said you didn't like the hip Tam. You like the class Tam because she's raising
Hamlet. But I'm learning. She's raising her game. See, I've learned two words today.
Yeah. Just see if you remember them. That's going to be the key.
The Kentucky taste buds makes you a better person.
Vocabulary. Yeah. Yes.
I'll teach you cuss words. Tamra will teach.
Hamlet. Yeah. So Hindman, Kentucky is just a very small community. The population is only about 700. Very small. That's, and of course it was
smaller than our high school graduating class.
It is.
Yeah.
Mining community, of course, coal is king in Eastern Kentucky. And we got invited by a wonderful lady, Chris Boyd.
She's our new BFF.
Christy Boyd. She is so fun. And I was so surprised because, you know, having this background of having a dad from, and both my parents are from Eastern Kentucky, and going back there as a child and visiting and you kind of know who the people are, like the, and I don't want to be stereotypical, but there's a certain type of person.
It's a smaller town.
It's a small town.
People,
yeah. And so, Chris Boyd just like blew my mind. She was so fun and, loves that community.
Super knowledgeable.
Very involved. She's on like every committee. Mm-hmm. And that's usually the way it is in small towns. You have, you know, 80%. The work's done by 20% of the people, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Right.
But she loves what she does. And what she does is she is involved with the Appalachian Artisan Center. Now, this is a very important entity there in Hindman. And what they do is it's an outlet for artists. And they provide space. They have an incubator, what they call an incubator, on the bottom floor. And so basically it's different rooms set aside for specific things like jewelry making, pottery, blacksmithing, or whatever, all of those different things. And then upstairs, they have an art gallery where they rotate different artists in, local people. These are local people.
They have to be Appalachian.
They have to be Appalachian. They have a jury that reviews the art. It has to meet certain specifications, and then it goes on display there where they can sell it. And so it's just a great thing. And you wouldn't expect that in a mm-hmm. small, such mm-hmm. a small community to have this appreciation for the arts.
Right.
Like they do. And
a lot of it's old school because, you know, you get into our cities and we're teaching, you know, modern art as far as graphic design. And, you know, we're talking about the CGI stuff and the 3D anime. These people are old school.
They're bringing craftsmanship.
They're bringing young girls out of the school system into their little area and teaching them blacksmithing. What girl knows blacksmithing around here?
Yeah. And she talked about how empowering it is for the young girls to see this as a, you know, career path for them and all of this stuff. She's doing great, great work there on a very small budget. Mm-hmm. But she's really good at getting grants. Mm-hmm. And anytime you work with a small, I don't know if is it nonprofit or
yeah, it was a nonprofit.
Yeah, so anytime you're working for a nonprofit, you really have to be good at your grant writing. And she's like the perfect person. Mm-hmm. And so she invited us. She said, "Hey, we've got this Lutheri. Do you know what a Lutheri is?"
Don't.
Here you go. A Lutheri is a place that makes stringed instruments, dulcimers, guitars. Lutheri.
They're the dulcimer capital of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right there.
Right there.
In Knott County.
Yep. They are just now in the process of starting a guitar factory, and that's going to employ 18 people and hopefully more as they go along.
It's their first manufacturing company in that area.
If they want to send us a free guitar for a sample, we'll gladly take that.
Yeah? Yeah. Do you play guitar? He was in the band.
I have an album.
Oh, that's right. Like, yeah. I pay attention.
I remember.
Thanks, Lee.
Well, you would have loved it because as part of the Gingerbread Festival, they had all these different things, one of which was they had people selling their wares. And they had a gentleman there who made things out of wood, jewelry boxes, canes, but he made these awesome guitar stands. We should have picked one up for Curtis.
Oh, yeah, they were $500.
Well, but you know, he's worth it.
Yeah. Am I not worth the investment?
You totally are.
It was so cool, though.
Yeah, it was totally cool. So it's a great community event that they have going on. It's only been going on 3 years, and I couldn't believe it because it was so well put together. They had a parade. And if you watched the news last night, you saw that Governor Bevin, like him or hate him, I don't want to hear it about that because he is our sitting governor. It was the first time a sitting governor had ever visited Hindman, Kentucky. Huge. And he went there to announce they have a place there called Mine Made Adventure Park. And because so the problem in Eastern Kentucky, everybody knows, is drugs, right?
And it's not just Eastern Kentucky. It's all.
Well, it is.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Specifically in Eastern Kentucky, because there's no jobs. And so when you have an environment where there's no jobs, what are people going to turn to for entertainment? And, you know, they turn to drugs. And so so people are always like, well, how can we get more people to come to this area? Because you can't it's just this cycle of you can't make money unless you have money. And it goes on and on.
Right. How can you promote tourism?
Yeah. So they're calling it adventure tourism. Is becoming a huge thing in Eastern Kentucky. And I know Prestonsburg has been real adamant about getting this going too, but this place near Hindman, you can go. They have ATV trails that you can ride.
Have you done an ATV before?
A four-wheeler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those side-by-sides, that's huge.
I almost die every time I ride one, so it's dangerous.
They're very dangerous.
I'm ridiculous on one. I'm stupid.
Yeah, that's
they're too fun.
Won't be riding with
you. They go fast.
Yeah. And they have campgrounds, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. So Governor Bevin was there to announce that that specific park is getting this $1.4 million grant. Mm-hmm. That was on the news last night. And so when he finished there, he went down and was the Grand Marshal of the parade. So nobody knew it. And so you just, all of a sudden, there's the governor, and he's shaking hands, and they're throwing
kissing babies.
Kissing babies, you know, doing all that political stuff. And so that was really neat. And we were there. And, you know, I'm not saying that we cause great things to happen when we attend events, but it is a little coincidental that every event that we've been to, the weather's been perfect, and famous people show up.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So if you're having an event, you should probably invite us. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. But then we enjoyed fantastic food there as well. We had an awesome chili dog with homemade chili. You're on board with that?
I thought you were going to ask me, have you ever had a chili dog?
Oh, I know you've had a chili dog, but
yeah.
Yeah, yummy. And, of course, lots and lots of gingerbread. Now, do you like gingerbread?
I'm not a big fan.
I'm not either.
Okay.
I'm not either.
And you may associate gingerbread with Christmas, and you might think, well, why are they having a gingerbread festival in the middle of, you know,
it's like Christmas in July.
Beginning of fall. Well, here's the story. So gingerbread, back in the day, was used to
buy.
What's the word?
Vote.
Oh, I was going to say procure.
That means buy.
Favor. Curry favor.
As well.
Votes from local politicians, from people, because gingerbread is made with molasses and sugar and all this stuff that was very rare, hard to come by, and expensive. And so people would, I mean, that was a commodity. If you could have some gingerbread, that was
Here's a cookie if you vote for me.
Exactly.
Listen, I could
Matt
be swayed.
Down there.
I could be swayed.
Handing out cookies.
It would work on me. Yeah, it would work on me.
Bevin was handing out cookies.
Make sure you vote for me.
Well, it was delicious. The gingerbread was delicious. So that's kind of the history. And I love that. I love the history of things. And that's why they chose gingerbread. They supposedly had the world's largest gingerbread man. We didn't see him. We missed him.
Somebody may have ate him.
I don't know.
Tamara had a lot of
We were on the lookout for him. We just didn't see him.
Is it a coincidence that we did not see him, Tamara?
I don't know. But the people there are so friendly.
Gosh. That's what really hit me more than anything.
Yeah.
It's like every single person you talked to was like your grandma. Yeah. I just loved it.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, Mamaw. There's Mamaw.
Yeah.
You know, I just love Mamaw. And there's my cousin Joe. You know, it's just.
You just felt the community.
Yeah.
And
very welcoming.
Very welcoming. They also have a neat place there called the Hindman Settlement School. And this was started, I think, in the probably late 1800s, 1900s.
Yeah, I think it was like 1903 or something, 1904 the school started.
Turn of the century. And these two ladies had a passion for, and I'm probably going to get this messed up, so I apologize in advance. You should go and research
the
history.
Well, don't make up anything.
I'm not making it up.
Just say what you know.
Just say
what you know.
Yeah, what I have been told.
Stick to the facts.
They came to, they had a heart for education and wanted to have educational opportunities for the kids that lived in these very impoverished communities. I mean, this was a long time ago in very rural America, and started the Hyman Settlement School. Now, funny story, my uncle actually attended the Hyman Settlement School, and the story is, and his name is Ota B.
Ota B?
Iota B. I-O-T-A, and his middle initial is B, which it didn't, it was Iota B.
Oh.
Because okay. The B didn't stand for anything. Ota B.
You mean the B didn't stand for
anything? Right, the
no.
B is just a B.
Yeah, Ota B.
B period? That's his middle name?
That's what I was told.
Oh.
Ota B.
Are you sure you got those facts straight?
It could be wrong. We just called him Ota B.
Is
Uncle
any
Ota
of
B.
this podcast
my dad's
real?
Brother. Listen, my mamaw's name is Hermie.
Hermie.
Oh. And my papaw's name is Watson. He was a coal miner.
Wow.
I got Joyce and Rod. Those are pretty common.
So far. Well, I've got Daddy Nuke and Granny Katie. But
yeah, see? Yeah, okay, so anyway, my Uncle Ota B. attended the Hyman Settlement School. But he only stayed 2 days because
he was getting made fun of for his name.
No, no, I think it was super hard. Like they made you go out, get the coal to stoke the stove, to feed the flames, to cook your own meal. Like it
so
was.
So this was like a little slave trade.
Yeah, it wasn't school.
I mean, they were getting an education. They were getting an education, but they had to work for it, basically.
Oh, they were getting an education, all right.
On hard labor.
Listen, I think
sweat.
It would do well to go back to this
agree.
Model of education.
I
it
agree.
Might cure a lot of
Well,
ills.
There's a lot of, I know Japanese and Chinese schools, like the kids clean the rooms.
Yes.
I think that's amazing.
I did too.
Yeah.
Why,
take pride
what
in
parent,
your environment.
Any parent who's not on board with that, you're a bad parent.
You know what? I'm thinking
like
about
100%.
You guys are giving me a good idea. I think I'm going to open up a school in my house. I think I'm going to start homeschooling. I'm going to have the cleanest house in town. I'm going to have a little culinary school.
Like, I know we've cleaned the classroom, but we're going to move on to the basement. Yeah. Well, I've really messed
we're
it up.
We're
going to
have a
time.
Science class on germs. Let's start in the bathroom.
Yeah, let's clean this really, really well. Yeah. But anyway, the Hyman Settlement School, they're doing a great thing now where they have a greenhouse. They have a thing called the Food Ways Program, and it supplies, you can pay money every month, and they will bring you fresh produce.
I wonder if they delivered to Lexington because that produce looked good.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So we got to tour their greenhouse, and it's just so encouraging to see such great things coming out of this tiny community in a place that most people think is a throwaway town where nothing is happening. And if you go and you visit one of these small towns, you will quickly realize there is a lot of life going on there, and the people love each other, and they want to support each other, and they just have obstacles.
And for me, and Tamara and I talked about this on the way home, this is the epitome of what Kentucky Taste Buds stands for. Tamara and I mean, you've been to Hazard to visit your family, but you haven't gone to a gingerbread festival. You didn't know about the Hyman School.
Nope.
Like, there's so much out there, people, around you, whether you're in Kentucky or out of Kentucky. In your community, 2 hours away, that's mm-hmm. still your community.
Yeah.
Go find out what makes that place cool. You're going to have the best time. You're going to learn so much. We're learning all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And experiencing things that are great and awesome and meeting new people. That is the best part. That's what Kentucky Taste Buds is all about. And this weekend, we had covered it from A to Z.
We
with
did.
Everything we did. We covered food, fashion, events, and people.
Yep.
It was an amazing experience.
Oh, you nailed that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I was like, I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. Everybody's fired up now.
Yes. Yes.
I love it.
Oh. Okay, follow us up then, Tam.
Yeah. It won't be as good. It won't be as good. But I know what is good, and that is L.V. Harkness. And L.V. Harkness, if you're in Lexington or the surrounding area, is the place to go for gifts, home decor. And I think this is where we need to go to get our little thank you gifts to send these ladies. Because they were so special and so kind to us. We want to get them a little something. I mean, I took them something when we showed up, but I think we also need to get them something extra special.
Yeah,
and L.V. Harkness is the place to go. Wedding gifts, shower gifts, baby gifts. We also need to get a baby gift for another friend of ours.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Yeah.
We do.
So that's your go-to place. L.V. Harkness, located on West Short Street here in Lexington. You can't go wrong. LVHarkness.com.
Awesome.
Woo!
Well, that was a lot of fun, but guess what else is going to get real fun?
What?
Or will it?
Or will it? It is Let's go. Time for
oh my gosh.
5 minutes with Cutie Patootie.
Oh, y'all ruined that.
5 minutes with Cutie Patootie.
Well, last week I got to know Tam a lot better.
Yes.
We did a show by ourselves.
Okay.
And since you didn't listen, you don't know that I did a whole trivia segment just about her.
Oh, okay.
So I kind of went towards the same path because I liked it so much, except you two are going to play the newlywed game with each other.
Oh, this is fun.
So take the back of your sheet.
Okay.
Number
okay.
1 through 8. I'm gonna lead it. I'm gonna list them all down. Obviously, you do not share your answers or to look over.
Okay.
If you do, you cheat. So basically, you're gonna win together. Okay. If y'all get there's 8 questions. If you get more than 4, you both win. If you get less than 4, you both lose.
Okay. Oh.
So instead of hating each other today,
you're brilliant. This
you
is
have
you're
to go, genius. Go with each other.
I'm ready. Okay.
You ready to go?
Yes.
Like I said, we're just gonna write it down, and then I'll go back through
so
it.
So we have
and
to answer what the other person is.
You'll understand what most my questions. So.
All right.
What is Tam's biggest musical crush? You both have to get
like
that right.
Like a person or a genre?
Like a musical, like a person.
Like musical crush. Oh.
Don't say it. Stop.
No, I'm just trying to think the person's name.
All right, well, I'm going to move on so you get her scribble.
I've got friends.
I know who it is. I just can't.
You are cheating. I will count it wrong.
I know who it is. When I give the answer, I'm going to have to.
Okay.
What? Number All 2. Right. What is Lee's favorite food?
God, there's so many.
Number 3, if you two binged a show together on Netflix, what would it be? If you had a whole day off, just you two with
pizza.
See, I'm
trying to think what would we do or what would I say Tamara would think we would do.
Now, what did y'all agree upon?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what we would agree
How about
upon
this?
Watching.
Let me take Netflix out. What show would y'all binge together? How about that?
Is it a Netflix show, though?
Just a
that
show.
Oh, it. Just any sitcom or whatever.
Yeah, if you two.
Oh, that's so wide open.
Would you rather me keep the Netflix on there?
If it's a Netflix show, yeah. Is it a Netflix show?
Let's keep it on Netflix then.
He's okay. So Netflix show.
Oh, okay.
That's hard.
It
That's
is because she doesn't have Netflix.
I do have Netflix.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, you better answer because I'm gonna move.
But
on.
But what I watch, you don't watch.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
We would say
so.
Nothing.
Hold on. Is the question what Tam would watch or what
we
would
you all mutually watch together? Like if you had to compromise, then watch it all day.
I know the name of one that I think if we actually sat and watched it, you and I would both enjoy it.
Okay. I got to think of that. I'm still trying to think of the guy's name on number one.
Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
No. This is not how the newly
I'm
game.
I'm the boss.
The newlywed game works. She's like, this is 5 minutes with Lee.
All right.
Okay,
well
I got to skip that one
gotta
for
skip
now.
Okay. I don't know.
I'll come back to 3. That was 3.
3.
Number 4. What is Tam's favorite hobby?
Oh, God.
What is Tam's favorite hobby?
Hobby?
It's not eating.
Like in her spare time, what does she like to do for fun?
Okay. All right.
Number 5. If Lee got to date Batman or Superman, who would she pick?
Oh.
Batman or Superman?
I like that question.
Batman is.
Hold on, let me think about that.
Yeah, she's like, ooh.
I need to visualize us on
well,
dates.
Superman can fly and super strength.
Honey,
and,
I know.
She's like, I already
got
my choice.
All right,
Okay. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, number 6. If Tam got to go on a date with Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio, who would she pick?
Okay. That should have been a Lee question.
If Tam
those
got to pick
favorite,
Brad
yeah.
Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio, those are my two favorite crushes.
Yeah, those are mine.
Number 7, would Lee rather ride a jet ski or go down a water slide?
Okay.
A jet ski or a water slide for Lee.
Okay.
And number 8, Tam would rather go down a lazy river or lay in a hammock.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to number 3, Netflix. If you all binged one show on Netflix together, what would it be? I'm going to give you 15 seconds to think of something. Because nobody likes us staring at each other on this show. doesn't do much for anybody but us.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm still thinking of one. If I okay.
You can describe it.
Okay,
or,
I can describe him. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then if I guess it, we get a bonus point. I think that should be.
Yeah.
Are y'all done? Work. Are we done?
Because I got nothing for 3.
5 seconds.
Hold on.
Let me list something.
She gets mad at me.
Maybe we go to Bravo. Like what?
A reality show.
Yeah.
Let's say reality
I try to take Netflix out of it and yell at me.
Yeah. So let's say reality show.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay.
Bravo. What show would we watch together?
Oh, okay.
I got that one.
Well, that point doesn't count.
Why?
They just cheated. Yeah.
We're like, hold on.
You're both like winking at each other. Like, got it. All right.
No.
Okay.
Number 1.
Okay. I'm going to describe him.
Okay.
He's that country music artist that's all the rage that then went missing for a long time and came out with that weird pseudo black hair.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about.
You got to say it.
Garth Brooks.
I didn't say it. She did.
I'm saying.
It's Garth Brooks.
All right. They
ding,
got
ding,
one.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's
Chris Gaines was his Chris alter Gaines. Ego.
She's got dudes in low places.
Thank God.
Yeah, I started to sing it.
What
yeah.
is Lee's favorite food? Tammy, go first.
Lasagna.
Well, that's good.
What'd you
I,
say?
What
did
you
I said
say?
Hot brown. Because I thought you would say hot brown.
No,
so but that, lasagna really.
That's no point.
Yeah, I know.
Because you both had to write the same answer.
And it's hard because I really do have favorite. Well, Italian is my favorite.
Number three, what show, what reality show would you binge together?
Housewives.
Oh, see,
you
I
still
said
didn't
Queer
get it.
Eye
you
because
cheated.
You would have.
Oh.
I thought you liked that one so much, but Housewives was my answer.
Yes,
Queer Eye was for
so
you.
So we should get a point for knowing what each other would like.
I should.
The best.
I should deduct a point for y'all cheating like crazy and still
cheating.
Losing. You cheated and
what
lost.
What was your Netflix one?
Well, there's that new Netflix show. I think it's been a couple of seasons, but it has Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, and it's called Frankie.
Cute.
And
yeah, that we should watch that together.
Yeah, I think you and I would agree that was a good
that,
one.
But yeah, you're right.
Number four, Lee, you answer. What is Tam's favorite hobby?
Read.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So she got number four. We got one for you. Okay. Two more answers to win.
Okay. I want to see if Tamara gets this one.
Lee gets a date with Batman or Superman.
Who's I said she? Batman.
Yes.
That's an easy
she
answer.
Likes the dark and mysterious.
Superman.
Don't put me flying up in the air either.
And like Superman's dumb.
I squirm around. You drop me. I'm not going to be happy.
He'll drop you just to catch you at the bottom.
Oh, we would have words then.
Tam gets to go on a date with Brad Pitt or Leo. Lee, who'd she pick?
You know, I'm going to say those really aren't either one of her types, but I would maybe lean towards Brad Pitt back in the day, the Thelma Louise day.
Yeah, I just, I don't
did
like
pick
either
Brad
one
Pitt?
Of them. I did, okay. But
that's just not neither one.
Well, you
those
won
are
already.
My, yeah.
So let's keep, going.
Okay.
Lee would rather ride a jet ski or go on a water slide, Tim.
I said jet ski.
Yes.
Just because you've been doing that this summer and you really like
you're
it.
Right.
And Lee, Tam would rather go a lazy river or a hammock.
She would love both, but a hammock.
Oh, I said lazy river.
Okay.
Because the last time I was in a hammock, I hurt my back.
Well, you got you got 5 out of 8, so you
all
win.
All right, that's good. But
we're not newlyweds, but
I love that. Yeah.
I think that means you are newlywed. Wait.
Yeah, we
if
are.
We
win,
have more to discover about each
if
other.
If you win the newlywed game, does that like mean you're newlyweds or it means you're not newlyweds?
It means you're a winner of the newlywed game.
Well, listen, here's how it is. We're the newlyweds of Kentucky Taste Buds.
That's right.
We're only a year and a half old.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're older than that.
No, we're a year and a half old.
The podcast is a year and a half old.
Well, I mean,
the blog
May was a year, wasn't it?
No, two.
God, we're 2.5 years
old. Yeah, girl.
Seems like yesterday.
Time just
time
flies.
Flies when you're having fun.
How long
does
the newlywed stage last?
Oh.
6 months.
That's a good question. 6 months? That's it?
Well, that's how much we're in love with each other. It's only been like
it still feels like the first 6 months.
It does.
Yes,
it does.
It does. That's right.
Well, it's funny you should bring this up. Because, I mean, as far as doing something a little different, that was awesome, Curtis.
Good job.
That was awesome.
Where's our treat?
The treat is me.
Oh, no
listen,
chocolate?
This has worked in between football like crazy.
You and your football.
I had a heck of a day.
Okay, well,
good
we're gonna
segue.
We're going to talk a little bit about football because guess what I did, Curtis? You're going to be very
caught
proud
a touchdown.
Me. No.
Kicked
I
field goal.
Started my fantasy football the first time ever.
Good luck. I've been playing for 12 years.
Okay.
I've made the Super Bowl 5 times. I've never won. In over a decade of playing.
So it's impossible to win.
Stevie
it's
J.
not impossible. Like, I've gotten to the last game and, like, you know, a player get hurt or something crazy, you know. But it's definitely hard if you got people who know what they're doing.
Well, Stevie J helped me pick my winners. And so far today, I was ahead.
Well, that don't matter until tomorrow night.
Well,
doesn't matter until March.
Game. Give me a little.
You got five games on right now. You got a game tonight. You got a game, 2 games tomorrow.
I know. But I'm still doing good is my point. Don't
Who's your first pick?
Goff.
Nah.
That's his name?
Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Rams.
Mm. Yeah.
They won today, though.
Oh.
I know. And he did all right. He didn't do as good as I'd hoped. But
this is your 2 minutes of sports with Kentucky Taste
Buds. Yeah, it is.
I was low in the draft. So I didn't get first pick.
Did they do a snake where, like, you get to pick and then pick again?
Yes.
Like a snake is like 1 through 10, then 10 through 1.
Yeah, that's what I did. I didn't know that's what it was called, but yes, that's how I did it.
And this is I don't know anything about fantasy football. I do know that it is huge
business.
Do
you know what it is?
Yes. Yeah, you pick your players and then from each different teams and then depending on how that team does, your player does that game that week, that's how many points you get, and there's apps for that and blah blah blah.
Well, I'm enjoying it because, you know, I like my Twin Spires app where I like to bet on horses.
Yeah.
This is very similar.
You bet on horses?
Oh, yeah.
Are you a gambler?
Heck
We need to go to the boat. Oh my God.
Me and Kenny Rogers.
We'll go lose our wallets up at the boat.
Boy,
and Tam just broke the whole setup, just slapping cords around.
I guess, she liked my man Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, just.
Now listen,
Kenny Rogers.
Where do you think I was at last weekend when you were holding down the fort?
Only God knows where you what you were doing.
I was at Horseshoe.
Drafting fantasy football instead of coming to work.
Man, I was doing.
If I knew that was an option, I'd call in every day.
We won the draft. We won $200 on the roulette table.
How much did you put down to do that?
Or 60. 60 was the investment, and we walked away with 300.
Oh, so like. Over time, you won 200. I thought you won 200 like on one.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I'm very conservative better.
Are y'all playing like live roulette? Like
as opposed to dead? Like, I don't know. Like,
digital.
Reruns?
Like, there's digital roulette.
No, there's like a man standing there who's...
Well, see, I like digital roulette and digital craps. It's like you
play... I don't like digital. Well, I like the real thing.
It's sort of the real thing. You play on a screen, but the ball or the dice is physical. So it's still real, you know, and if there's eight people playing, they can't rig up physical dice to land on anything. So you kind of like, it's no pressure.
Okay.
Like if you want to like sit out, well, if you want to sit out a hand, you know, a lot of times you're like, well, place your bets. And you're like, and you just throw your chips in. You don't have to do that. It's pretty good, right?
You crack under pressure, is that what you're saying? All right. Well, let's talk about the game yesterday. That's another important, real football.
Yeah. So it's sad. Unfortunately, I did not get to see the game because I don't get that station at home. But it was sad because Terry Wilson got severely hurt, and there's a lot of talk that it was a very dirty play.
It was.
Yeah.
Horse collar, they
called
it.
I can use a cuss word right now that I'm not going to.
Yeah. And, of course, he's out for the entire year.
Probably.
And it's just – it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because this was this guy's year, and it was this guy's chance. And I don't know. So – but we had Sawyer Smith who came in, and he did pretty good for us yesterday against Eastern Michigan. But, of course, it's Eastern Michigan. And so next week we've got Florida, and this kid's going to be tested. The whole team's going to be tested, but my heart breaks.
We're about to beat Florida, too, again, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
They hate us a lot, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know.
Is that a home game?
Yeah, it's here.
Yeah. It'd be sold out.
It's already sold out. It sold out two, three weeks ago.
So one thing I've been seeing a lot on Twitter is this everybody's up in arms about the fact that, you know, we can send a man to the moon, but you can't send a text message at Kroger Field to a friend.
No. Or Rupp Arena for that matter.
Or Rupp Arena. And so people are like, why is this? And why can we not fix this? And so I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter about this. And so I'm sure everyone would agree they need to fix that.
Yeah.
Who do we need to call?
Yeah.
Every time I've ever been to a concert in my whole life, if there's ever like more than 2,000 people, or I went to Evo. Mm-hmm. You could not send messages and stuff.
Right.
I think there's so much it can send.
Yeah.
But imagine like one doorway and like 10,000 people going through that door.
Well, I think you're going to have a lot of people that said, guys, what did we do before cell phones?
Right.
We didn't tweet.
You didn't text during
the
game.
We didn't do any of that stuff.
But it's
you
just,
watched the game and you had fun.
I think we should have a scanner that just blocks phones while you're there.
Oh, no.
No, you might have an emergency call.
Yeah, that's the point.
You're
it's
very
like
drastic.
But that's like less than 1%. But nobody here's my point. You watch any TV show or any sports or wrestling or whatever.
Right.
You see people, something crazy will happen.
Yeah.
Something you should never miss with your eyes. But then you see this.
Right.
Somebody, they're literally,
I
saw a video, he was using his rectangle to record that rectangle and watching this, watching this.
Yeah.
And it's right here in front of him.
Right.
I hate that.
No, I agree. I think, you know, we're definitely very dependent on our technology. But I just think in this day and age, like I said, we can send a man to the moon, but we can't send a text message across Kroger
Field.
Well,
I don't think we are going to be able to affect that a whole lot. I got problems of my own.
I'm just saying.
I know. It's a good try. Dadgummit
Kroger Field.
My finger is on the pulse of what is brewing.
Hashtag more bars.
I mean, you all are talking your fantasy. I got nothing on that. But I do know that people are upset about not having Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Okay. Well, moving right along. Talking about
first world problems, right?
Talking about social media. Now, this is something. So, Tamara, whenever we go out of town, Tamara and I, we always do a little video in the car. Well, Tamara, for anybody who doesn't know, is always, always, always the designated driver because, let's face it, she just hates my driving. Okay? She hates it.
Well, I just like to drive.
Yeah, and she likes
and being
to drive. And I like her driving. I like it.
Yeah.
So we always do the video. And so I'm in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
And I'm holding up the camera in selfie mode. And we do our little 20-second skit, if you want to call it that. Well, we've done this now for, 2.5 years?
Right.
So yesterday, we did this on our road trip to the gingerbread parade, which, by the way, again,
excellent
the most fabulous parade I've ever seen. And so
all of a sudden, all these messages start coming in. And so instead of our hot buds of the week, we're going to talk about our dumbasses of the week. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're going to read tweets.
We're going to read tweets from not people tweets. Who are very confused about what's going on with Tamara and I. So Kentucky Spirit says, look, have a great trip. Please post pics. By the way, with the camera reversed, it looks like you're driving in England. So we did. So Kentucky Spirits gets it.
Yeah.
Kentucky Spirits gets
it. They understand that it's the selfie mode.
Right.
It makes things look reversed.
Right. But let's talk about Eduardo Cafino. Okay?
We love you, Eduardo.
He said, wait, are you driving a British car with the steering wheel on the right side? No, we're in Lexington, Kentucky on our way to Knott County.
Yeah, Eduardo, what the hell?
We're not on the wrong side of the road. We're not doing anything crazy. Well, then Saddles and Sulkies pipes in and says...
I think it's a horse racing enthusiast.
And says, listen, the selfie effect. Have a topsy-turvy weekend. Okay, thank you, Saddles and Sulkies.
Because they understand
you
that
get
that's
it.
What's going on. It's the...
You get it. You get it. Okay? But hold on. There's more. Okay?
I'm trying to find them.
I'm trying to find them. I'm not keeping up.
Ill prepared.
Okay. Then we have. I should have let you run this segment. Actually, okay with wordsplaining said, you're in the United Kingdom. Your hat says UK, and the driver's on the right side. Either that or it's sorcery. Well, we're busted.
Yeah.
It's all witches. Pure sorcery.
We've been exposed by the muggles.
Yeah. I mean, really. So then Greg Prater says, he said something different. Hold on. I really am ill prepared.
He responded to something else.
And then Kentucky Decaf Coffee Guy says, interesting post. That appears to be a right-handed drive vehicle. What's up with that?
What's up with that? I thought
all these people are so confused. My mom on Facebook today, I see this post and said, hold on. Who's driving? Why is Tamara on the right side of the car? And I'm like, people.
Yeah.
Mom.
Like that old wholesome Kentucky education.
Yeah. I don't know.
So for everybody out there listening, when
we're setting the record
video
straight,
of us, Curtis is not hanging out the window.
Yeah, I'm not outside the car filming.
Filming.
Despite popular belief.
We're not in a British vehicle.
We love University of Kentucky. I mean, England's cool too.
Yeah.
But I'm not wearing a UK hat to celebrate
the United Kingdom.
I don't think those hats exist at all. Yeah. Not one UK hat for the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
Not yet. But I mean, who knew?
It was just funny.
Who knew one video would create so much confusion?
Yeah. And maybe they're just pulling our legs or whatever.
No.
Yeah. No.
Some people don't know how to internet.
I didn't even read a ball. I mean, there were several more. So anyways, you guys are actually all officially our hot buds because just thanks for
the laughs
and responding to us and even paying attention to what we do.
Yeah. I'm just glad somebody watches our videos.
There you go.
Fantastic.
I'm making fun of you guys, but we guys actually love you all.
We do. That's so true. And again, we just want to encourage everybody, YOLO. You only live once. So get out, especially this time of year. The weather's perfect. There are events everywhere. You can't even throw a rock without hitting an event.
I will take that challenge on any amount of money.
Listen, if you're looking for something to do, email us. We'll be glad to send you a list.
Gambling. I'll put my mortgage on that one. I put my mortgage on that one.
All right, you fine people. I love you all.
We love you too.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. That's it for the buds this week. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms.
Boom.
Sign up for our...
We didn't do the buds.
I'm not done
yet.
We
didn't do the hot buds. We just did our dumbass.
I just had to boom before we left.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you snuck that in there.
Thank you.
Curtis is boom. Yeah. So follow us on all of our social media. Sign up for our newsletter. We send that out every week. And look for our blog coming soon on a number of things. We've got several in the works.
Yes.
You don't want to miss it. So thanks, guys, for listening. Have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Have a great day.